Ada chop up the luyim, that's like pumpkins, in front of a behemoth. V'yachan nevela lufnei klovim. You're allowed to cut up, chop up in the vela. It's an animal that died by itself without shechita in front of the klovim. It's not also bano, it's muta bano. So you're allowed to give it to a caliph. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Is my lab the luyim pumpkins dumi the nevela? That's doima to a nevela to a piece of meat. Ma nevela the rechicha. Usually a dead behemoth, the meat is very soft. So the dog could eat raw meat. So Bezoi, why do we say you're allowed to chop up the nevela in front of the caliph? The caliph could eat the meat the way it is right now. And Bezoi, my nevela the rechicha, just like the nevela is soft. Avdului in the rechicha. Who are then this pumpkin? It's talking about a soft pumpkin. That the animals could eat it the way it is right now. Almo tachina biyuchla. The chutz arayat rafuna. You see, even though these things are edible the way it is to an animal, faket, since it's edible, it's called an oichum, you're allowed to be matriarch yourself more and make it more edible for the animal. So to you, to the Rabbi Yehuda, of the Yekash and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, once it's edible for the animal, you can't touch it anymore, you can't be matriarch yourself for it. And there it says, you're allowed to chop up the pumpkins to give it to the animal, even though the animal can eat it the way it is. Omelav Rabbi Yehuda, no, that's not Pshan, these Mishnahs. Nevela taya dumi deluyim. The raw meat is doima to a raw pumpkin. Ma deluyim, just like a raw pumpkin. The ashuni, it's very hard. Rashi says, kushin, it's hard, and you can't eat it. Af nevela, who are din the nevela? We're talking about the ashuni. We're talking about a hard piece of meat. So a hard piece of meat, faket, is not edible the way it is to the dog. Therefore, the Mishnah says you're allowed to chop up the meat or chop up the deluyim to give it to the animal. Because the way they are, they're not raw teeth. So therefore, it's mutter to mishav yuchlo. For the more of a hechi mishkachas law, how do you have this piece of meat that's hard, lechura, all raw meat, is soft? And the Gemara babosti pili, you have meat that has cracks in it. In a chlam, it means an old piece of meat that's dried out, and you see cracks in the meat. So such cracks, the dog won't go to eat it. So mela, you have a heta to chop up the meat to make it edible for the dog. Inam is at Gemara biguraisa zutri. Rashi learns inami klovin. The come of biguraisa zutri. We're talking about puppies, young dogs. The whole nevela koshel him. If you have a young dog, he can't eat even raw meat. So for him, that he can't eat this meat, for him, you're allowed to chop up the meat. If you have an animal that could eat the meat the way it is, according to Rabbi Yehuda Lalocha, you're not allowed to chop it up. Only here, we're talking about a small dog that can't eat the meat, that's where you can chop it up. Toshima, the Tony Rab Chonim in Adoi, Mefachinon Tevin. You're allowed to spread out Tevin the straw. V'yaspastas, the unripe tfua, that's the shachas. Or ma'arvin, you can mix them together. Alma tachina biyuchlo. You see, you're allowed to be matriarch yourself with oichel, because the chura tevin straw is edible. And so it says mafachin, it means you can spread them out and do things, make it more edible for the animal. So even though you have an oichel, still you're allowed to matriarch yourself to make it more appetizing for the animal. And the Gemara name, tevin the straw betivna sorry. It's talking about straw that got a little spoiled already. Trashi deloichazi. It's not roi teeth the way it is. It's spoiled tevin, got like rotten already. So b'zoi fahashta now mishavlu yuchla. Now if you spread it out and mix it up with the shachas, now you make it into oichel. And Rashi says v'hai sorry lav sorry legamri. Doesn't mean it got spoiled legamri, because then you can't eat it anymore. So it just means it got spoiled a little bit. So the way it is right now, it's not edible. But if you mafarchis, you mix it up, and you mix it up with the shachas, then it makes it edible. That's why it's mutum. And as pasta, this young shachas also bili zutri. Talking about young stalks. Young stalks are very hard. Since they're very hard, they're not edible the way it is now, the shachas. So with this type of shachas, you let it chop up or mafachinim to make it edible for the animal. When we spoke out lalocha, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you only allowed to be matriarch yourself to make something into an oichel, but something that's not an oichel, you're not allowed to be matriarch yourself on Shabbos for it. Yeah.
On the Kufnun Heima base, top Mishnah. The Mishnah. Ein oivsin es ha-gomul. You're not allowed to stuff a camel on Shabbos. Give him too much food. For loy dorsin, who adin, you can't push the food down his mouth. Avo malitin. But you're allowed to just give him food a little bit to eat. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the different lashonis are. Rashi, ein oivsin means machilun oivsin harbi. You can't feed him a lot of food. Al korcho, like to force him. V'toichvim loy begroino, you push it down his throat. V'gumar mafarish loshin oivsin oivsin loy kimin ovis v'toich meyeho. The loshin is you make like a storage house in his stomach. You feed a lot, you put a lot of food down there. That's also to do on Shabbos. Falei Dorosin, Rashi Shadoris law betech roinoi, you also push the food down his throat, as a sorin, of a miyuloi heavy kokah kamoy oisin. You're not pushing it that far down or that much kamoy oisin. But both of them are awesome. It's too much of a tircha to do on Shabbos. You can't push a lot of food down the throat of a camel on Shabbos. Avo malitin, I mean just give him a little food normal that he should eat, that's mutter. V'yein ma'mirin esfagolim. You can't also stuff down the food down his throat, an eagle means a young calf. Avo malitin. But you're allowed to give him food to eat normally. V'yito mahalkitin latanagolim. You're allowed to give the tanagol food. We'll see exactly how far it means, how far you can put the food down his throat. Of a tanagol, you're allowed to feed him. Yeah. V'noisnin mayim lamursin. You're allowed to put water, now there's a new halach. You're allowed to put water into mursin, that's bran. That's the tfua, after you like put it in the, you sift it out, the wheat, what you have left over, the bran, that you want to feed the animals. So now the Mishnah says, noisnin mayim lamursin. You're allowed to put water into the mursin on Shabbos. And there's no issa mishum lisha. Avoloi goivlim. But you're not allowed to mix it up. After you put the water into the bran on Shabbos, you want to mix it around, that would be an issa from lisha. That's also to do on Shabbos. Avoloi goivlim. Vaitavie noisnin mayim lefnei dvorim. You're not allowed to put water in front of bees on Shabbos. Ulefnei yoinim shebeshoibich. Huladin, you can't put water in front of pigeons that live in the birdhouse. And we'll see in the Gemara, because the pshat is the aim is in a secho alecha. It's not up to you to feed them. They have their own place where to get food, so it's called a tircha shlo letzorich. Avu noisin lefnei avzin. But you're allowed to put water in front of geese, for tanagolim and chickens, because these are living by you, and it's called mizrazecho alecha, like you, they get the food from you. So you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. Well, lefnei yoinei hadrisas. You're allowed to give food in front of the yoinim, the pigeons, of hadrisas, name of this mokum. Rashi says, al-shem ha-kaimon, on these yoinim ha-teich ha-bayis. They get fed from the middle of the house, so you have to feed them. They have to come on to you, so you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. Just a behemoth that doesn't need you to feed them, they get their own food from other places, so that's called aim zasecho olecho. It's not upon you to feed them. There's an isra tircha not to feed them on Shabbos. So the Gemara. My ain oivsin. What does the Mishnah mean? Ain oivsin es tagomul. You can't, we're saying, stuff the food down the camel. Voloi dorsin. What does oivsin mean? My ain oivsin. Omer Rav Yehuda, ain oivsin lo ovus patech meyeho. You can't make like an ovus, like a warehouse, in his stomach. In other words, you can't give him too much food. So the Gemara, mi yika ki ay gavne, there's such a thing like that. So the Gemara in, yes, there is such a thing like that. O kidiyama Rav Yirmiyah Medifta. Like if Yirmiyah Medifta said, I saw a certain Arab, the ochla kura, that I saw him feed a kura, the yatin a kura, he gave his animal so much food to eat, he gave him a kura, and he, the yatina, he piled up on top of the back also a kura food to save it. That's how much he fed his animal. So as a mistake like that, you feed your animal too much, that's also to do on Shabbos. So drashe kiai gavna, is it possible to feed him so much that his stomach will be filled like an ovus? The Torah says yes. Atina kura agaba lemzoinus lederech levad shamasois. He fed him so much food, a kura food, and also he put on top of the back of the animal so much food. So as a metzias to give him a lot of food, you're not allowed to feed him so much on Shabbos. It's called the tirchosh lo l'tzorich. Vayitain mamirin. Then the Mishnah says, by agolim, v'yein mamirin es agolim. You can't also feed too much food to the young calves. Ein mamirin. So the Gemara, eizel hi hamro, v'yezel hi halota. What's called hamro, that the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to feed the calf with hamro, but halota, that's mutter. What's the chilik between hamro and halota? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, hamro, what's osar, that's lumokom she'ena yochol lehachzir. You're putting the food down his throat to a mokum that he can't spit it out anymore. It's a mokum she'eino yechol hachzer. The food can't come back out anymore. That's called Yamama stuffed it down his throat. That's also to do on Shabbos. Or b'halotom, just to feed him normal, means l'mokum she'yechol hachzer. He's just putting the food a little bit into his mouth that he can still spit it out. So that's called halota. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Your mom has stuffed it down inside the throat, inside the Beis Abliyam, that's awesome. Mashenkin, if it's outside the Beis Abliyam, that it's Yochel Lahachsim, that's Mutter. Azoi land Rav Yehuda, and we hold like Rav Yehuda Lalocha. Rav Chizdu Amanein, Idividi Lamokim Shein Yochel Lahachsim. Both cases, you're stuffing down the food very far deep down that you can't be Machzer. It doesn't come out so easy anymore. So, Bazoi, what's the chilik between Hamro, that's Osir, and Halota, that's Mutter? If both cases you're stuffing down the food, down his throat, and he can't come back anymore, what's the chilik? And the Gemara, for Hamro Bekli. Hamro, that's also means you're using a spoon. You're doing with a long spoon to put it all the way down his throat, that's also to do on Shabbos. Or the Halota of the Yad, to do it with your hands, that's Mutter. Just to put the food down his throat with your hand, that's Mutter to do on Shabbos. Azel Land, Rav Chizda. So drashi bekli betarvet. If you want to use a spoon, that's also. But to do it with your hands, that's mutter. For the Gemara, Moser Reb Yosef. For Reb Yosef Akasha. The Mishnah says, Mahal ketin latana goylim. You're allowed to feed the food to the chickens. Yeah, of the zebraisa. V'yein tzorach loy meshtel makitin. And avad it's mutter to be makitin also. That's also mutter. To feed the chickens this way. Now what does this mean? So the Gemara, V'yein makitin liyein yeshevich. Uliyein yaliyah. But you're not allowed to feed malkitin to the pigeons. That you can't do. V'yein tzorach leim eshein mahalkitin. And avadi, you can't even be mahalkitin to the pigeons. So there's a chilik between a tarnagol, a chicken, and a pigeon. Now, Fred Gemara, my mahalkitin or my malkitin. What does it mean that by the chicken, both are mutter? You're allowed to be mahalkitin. V'yein tzorach leim emshiti could be malkitin. And mashenkin to the pigeons, both are rosa. What's the chilik? What's the difference? The more elaim, if you want to tell me, mahal kitin means the sofer lev yudayin. That means you put the food down the throat with your hands. That's called mahal kitin. The sofer lev yudayin. Mahal kitin means the shad yalei kamayu. Mahal kitin means you don't even use your hands. You just put it down in front of him. Like you don't put it into his mouth at all. So mahal kitin just means you put the food in front of him. That's Shandis Braisa. Mahal kitin means you're allowed to put the food with your hands into the chicken's mouth. And pshit, you're allowed to put the food just in front of the chicken. If that's the pshat, for the Gemara, mechlal b'mashma, diyoyne shayvich v'yoyne aliyah, but in front of pigeons, mishta kamayo namiloid. It says in front of the pigeons, even malkitin is also. If you're going to tell me malkitin means putting the food in front of him, what's wrong with putting the fruit in front of the chicken, in front of the pigeon? Why does it say you can't be malkitin, you can't do in front of the pigeons? Why not? So the Mora El Olav, what you have to say is like this. Mahal Kitin means Lomokam She'eni Yechol Lahachzir. That's what we'll see. By chicken, that's Mutter. You're allowed to put the food down his throat, even in a place where it can't come up anymore. Mahal Kitin means Lomokam She'eni Yechol Lahachzir. Mahal Kitin means a less of a type of a feeding. You're not sticking it down the throat so much. You're not matriach yourself so much. You're just putting the food into his mouth, in the beginning of the mouth, where he could still throw it up. Abizoi, these two things are mutter by a chicken, and both these two things are also by a yoni, by the pigeons. Mechlal, Abizoi, v'mashma, tehamro, v'kli. Abizoi, if you're telling me now by a pigeon, it says mahalkitin. You're allowed to feed a tarnagol, and how you're allowed to feed the tarnagol, the chicken, you're allowed to even put the food down his throat in a mokum with ein machzirin. That's the lashon of mahalkitin. And the Mishnah also says, Mahalkitin latanagolim. It's mutter to put the food down the throat of a chicken in a mokum where you can't get it back. So if it's mutter by a tanagol, the churuhu adin, that's mutter by a camel, also the same thing. Like there's no difference between a gomel and a tanagol. So once you tell me by the chicken, you're allowed to put the food down his throat so far down, even though it can't come back on Shabbos, as the churuhu the same thing by camel, also that should be mutter. Oy bazoi, mechlal di hamro v'kli. So that the Mishnah says, Hamro is also. It says before by a camel. It says v'ein mamirin esagolim. You're not allowed to be v'ein mamirin esagolim. Hey, it's the young calves. You're not allowed to be mamirim. So what does mamirin mean? What's also? You can't say it just means putting the food down his throat in a place where you can't get it back, because that's mutter by the chicken. That's called mahalkitin. And whatever's mutter by the chicken, shit, it's mutter by the agolim also. And the Mishnah says ein mamirin esagolim. You can't feed the agolim with an oifen of mamirin. So what does a mamirin have to mean? So that's the Gemara saying, mechlam, the amro of a kli. That says, hamro, to use a kli, to use a spoon, that's what's awesome. Or to yuftu, the Rabbi Yehuda. This will be a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda and a riot to Rav Chisda that was saying now, no matter how you're stuffing the food down the throat, you're only using your hands, it's mutter. That's why Mahalkot in the Tana Golem. You're allowed to stuff the food all the way down the Tana Gol, the chicken's throat, even though it's en yachol ha'chzer, but since you're only using your hand, it's mutter. What's also in the Mishnah? Only mamirin is also, which means b'kli. This will be a raya to Rav Chisda, and a kasha on Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says you're never allowed to use a kli. And even putting it down with your hands, it depends how far down you're putting it. It's only mutter to put it in a makom where it could spit it up again. But a makom so far down where you can't spit it up, there it's osur. And here it's mashter both are mutter. So the Gemara name, Omolok Rav Yehuda. No, mahalkatin is mutter means you're feeding it with your hands. And how much are you feeding it with your hands? Avadir only in a makom where it could still be yochol achzer. He could still spit it up. Malkita means the shadale kamayu. So that though we say by chicken, both are mutter, it's only mutter either to throw the food in front of the chicken, or else mahalkatin means you're allowed to feed him with your hands, but only into his mouth in a makom where it's yochol hachzer. That's mutter. But more than that is called mamirim. That's also zai by a chicken, and zai by a camel, and by a golem. You're not allowed to put the food down his throat so far that it's ain yochol hachzer. What was shver in this pshat? What was shver was the braisa said that a yoni shevich, yoni aliyah, lemishta kamayil namiloi. The braisa said though, but to pigeons, you're not allowed to do any one of these two. You can't be mahalkatin, and you can't be malkitin. The if you're going to tell me malkitin just means throw the food in front of them, what's wrong with throwing the food in front of the pigeon? That was a kasha. You're not doing any tircha. So what should be wrong with just throwing it in front of him? That's also wasa. Nami loy, that's also wasa. What's the hezbo? Falhani mizaynoy son alecha. A chicken that's in your rishus, or an eagle that's in your rishus, the mizaynus comes from you. You're the one that has to feed him. If you don't feed him, he's not going to have what eat. So melo there tak it's mutter to feed him on Shabbos. Falhani though, pigeons, ein mizaynoy son alechem. You don't have no chiyuv to feed it. Pigeons get the food by themselves. They find food around. They have things to drink by themselves. So obzoi it's also to matriach even to throw food in front of them, since they have their own food. And Rashi says, "Aim is an eser lecha." Teshchichi lo bedavro. They find their own food in their own food in the fields. So obzoi there's an eser tircha midrabbanan. You can't even throw the foods in front of the pigeons. And who adin lalocha? The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham brings down that people make a mistake on Shabbos Shira. People like to throw the food in front of the birds. So the Magen Avraham says it's awesome because birds are aimed. Birds find their own food. You're not throwing it the food to the birds you have in your house. You want to put the birds outside. You want to put the food, the bread, the challah outside, that the birds should come and find it. But the birds have their own food. So it's awesome in the Rabbanim to be matriach to put food in front of birds to have their own food. So Magen Avraham says you shouldn't do it. So the answer is, if you want to, put it out before Shabbos. Yeah. But that's the loch. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that in front of pigeons, you're not allowed to put food, because they have their own food. So the Mark of the Tanya, I'll bring you a riot from this like a braisa. On Shabbos, you're allowed to feed a dog on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put food in front of a pig. What's the difference? If you own a dog, the dog doesn't find its own food, so you have to feed him. It's mutter to feed him on Shabbos. Mashenk and a pig has his own food. So Rashi learns pshat. Rashi learns chazir aim is an osan alecha the oru Yehudi shiyazu chazirim. Stam because it's also to megadol chazirim. That's why it's also to feed a chazir. His lav davka the pshat is because he has his own food. But a chazir, it's also to feed him, because tam, it's also to raise a pig. A Yisrael is not allowed to raise a pig. Omer Rav Ashi, Masnitsin Nami Deka. I'll bring you right from the Mishnah also. It's also right to this pshat. I think the Mishnah Berurah says, so what then if you have a kelev ra? The Gemara says, a kelev ra, you're not allowed to raise either. It's also to have a kelev ra. A kelev that's a monster, that bites, that hurts people. So it's also to feed him on Shabbos also for the same halacha then. Something you're not allowed to have, so you're not allowed to be matriach yourself and feed him on Shabbos either. Omer Rav Ashi, Masnitsin Nami Deka, I have a riot from our Mishnah. A noisnin mayin lefnei dvorim. The Mishnah says on Shabbos you can't put water in front of bees. You can't put food or water in front of pigeons that have their own nests. But you'll have to put the water in front of geese, or lefnei tanagirlim, in front of chickens, or lefnei yoinav hadrisois. These are special type of pigeons, come from this mokum, mashmadem, they live in the house, and they need your mezainis, the only food they have is what you give them. That's mutter. Now, my time alav, what's the tezba why you can't put the food in front of the bees? What are you doing? What is are you doing by putting food in front of bees? And the marateret is, mishum dahani mezainos on alechem. Putting in front of the geese, in front of the chickens, they come unto you for the food. So you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. Aba Bahani, the bees, aim is a nice and a lechem. The bees don't come to you for food. They have their own food, the bees. Therefore, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself and feed them, since they have their own food. All the time, Echfrat Gemara, Abazoi, Mai, Ramaya, why does the Mishnah Dafke say water? Afilu chiti v'sari namiloi. Abazoi, it's also to feed them, even wheat and sarim also. And for the Gemara, Nechnami, Shani Maya de Shrichi Bagma. I'll tell you no. Only water is also the trash de Shrichi Biagma, because there's a lot of water outside in the Agma, in the streets outside. Trash Yavu Mzoinas le Shrichalu. Or maybe in Echnami, maybe Taka by bees, you are allowed to feed them of food, because that they don't have outside. What they have outside are who are then the Yainim. It's only us to give them water, because there's plenty of water outside for them to find. Mashenkin food, if they can't find food, and they belong to you, and you have to feed them, and Echlami, then you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. So the Mara Dorish Rabbi Yoinu, a pischa de Venesia, he dashed in the house of the Venesia, Maidich Siv, what does the Postik say? Yoda, on the Girsa says, in the Postik it says, Yoda without the verb, Yoda Tzadik Din Dalim, means that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows about the din of poor people. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of poor people. What does that mean? Interesting. Yodeya Kodesh Baruch Hu Bekelev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a dog has very little food. He can't find his own food so much. Nobody gives him food. He doesn't have so much food to eat. Lefika, therefore, the Eibusha did chesed with the dog that shayach ilosim b'mei of dimu yomim. A dog, when he eats, has a meal, it lasts him for 3 days. The food stays in the stomach for 3 days. He doesn't have to look for food so much because he won't be able to find it. So Drashi Shemazanoisov Muatim Shein Odom Chasalov Losses Le Mazenat Harb. Interesting. Normal people don't give dogs too much to eat. So therefore the Eibusha did them a chesed that the food that goes into them stays there for 3 days. Kiritnan, it's an afkmin lalocha. Kiritnan, we learned in the Mishnah, in Oilis. Kama Tishoachi Losso Bimeyov Vie Tome. Aloch, let's say a kelev ate a mace. A person that was mace, he has tumas mace. Let's say a kelev went and ate a kezias of the mace. And it's in the stomach of the kelev now. So about the coals of mine, the kelev is alive. That's called tumah balua. It's like swallowed up in the kelev. So it's not matama. The dog comes into the house now. There's no tumah sanais. Let's say the dog dies 2 days later. The dog dies 2 days later. Then there's no din tumah balua. Then we don't say it's like swallowed up in the dog. And since the dog swallowed the kezias of the mace before, it's considered that the kezias of the mace is right here now in the room. And the whole room has tumah sanais. Let's say it is 3 days ago, it's also tummy. Because for 3 days, we say it stays in the dog's stomach. After 3 days, if he ate it 3 or 4 days ago, and now we die today, then has no tumas mace anymore. Because by 4 days, then it got dissolved already. But for 3 days, it stays in the dog's stomach. So now, kmin lalocha. Via bekelev, gimu yomim yes liyes. Mamish 3 24-hour periods, that's how long the food stays in the dog's stomach. So therefore, if the dog is mace within these 3 days, and he ate before a kezias of a mace, halacha is there's tumas mace now. We consider as if that kezias mace is still here, and the tum is belay, there'll be a tumas oil on it. Uva oifus of a dogim, what about if a bird or a fish ate the kezias of a mace, then faket, kadesha tipul or batisarif. It gets dissolved, digested very fast by them, and is short as you could burn it in fire, that's how long it gets digested. So maybe if the oif dies a few minutes later, then it has no tumas mace anymore. Omer Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Hamnuna from this halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special bracha to a kelev, Shema Mino, Urcha Arya, it's a nice thing to do, Lemishta Umsele Kalba, it's a nice thing to do to give bones to dogs' teeth. And since you see the Eibishter took care of them, who are then you should also take care of dogs? Trashi Shema Mina, Mida Koma Shehikpid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Mazonosav. Since we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to take care of dogs, so you see it's a nice thing to give a dog a bone to eat. Abba Zlati Gemara, Abba the Kama, how much should you feed him though? Omar Rav Mori, Moshach Udna, give him a small bone the size of his ear, not more. Trashi Moshach Udna, Ma'at, Kemois Oiznoi, that's all, just give him the size of his ear. Abba Zlati Gemara, V'chutz Rabasrei, make sure you have the stick right away to throw him away. Trashi b'chut rebatzrei yakeya b'makel, hit him with the stick right away. Miyad shlo yehir magilu etzloi, he shouldn't be coming after you all the time. Hazlo, you give him a bone teeth, so kesei to come after you. Hazlo, you feel you're not mechuyif to do kesei that they have to feed him. So Mestam is not talking about where it's your dog. Mestam, you see a dog on the street, so you shouldn't make it that he'll be margul kesei to come to you. So the Gemara in Hani Mili Bedavu, there's only outside in the street or outside in the field that you should do this. Avu b'moso. But in the own city, like near your house, if you come to feed him outside your house, then you don't have to do this. Why the Osla Misrach? Because if you feed him once in front of your house, the say that the dog will keep on coming after you. And it'll want more and more and more. It's interesting. Rashi says, Pashum the Osla Misrach, Baswe Vyasidum. Hamamish be master you, he'll eat up your whole meal for you then. He won't leave you alone. So in the city, that's not a good eitzah. But in the fields, there's such an inyan to give a dog, even though it's not your dog, give him teeth. You see this midah Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on him, you should also have Rachmanis on him. Omer Rav Papa, Les Taniyah Mikalva, the poorest thing, the poorest creature in this world is a dog. For Les Taniyah Mikhazira, and the richest creature in this world is a pig. Because he has the most heat. Trashi Les Taniyah Mikhazira, Shekol Maicha Roiloi, pig could eat anything. So he's very lucky, but whatever is there he could eat. Why should understand? People feed pigs a lot. So they're rich, they have a lot to eat. Mashenkin a kelev doesn't find too much food, and not too many people feed him, so mainly it's called an oni. Now going back to the original Shaila. I bring an Ochmol Araya to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda learns in the Mishnah that what's mutter only to feed the animal, to put it into his mouth in the mokum, that it's yochol ha'achzer. You didn't put it that deep down into his throat, that's ain yochol ha'achzer, that's osur. So only mutter to put it at the beginning of his mouth, which still shayach him to spit it up. What's the raya? Tani kabosa de Rabbi Yehuda. Eizeu hi hamro. What's called hamro, that's mutter. V'eizeu hi halota, that's osur. Don't forget. V'ei mamirin. Mamirin is osur. Is what's called hamro, that's osur, and what's called halota, that's mutter. Hamro means marbitzim. You throw the animal down, or poikis es piho, you open up its mouth wide, or machilo kashinim no maim basachas. You throw inside there water and kashinim, that's the behemoth food, at the same time. That's what's osur. What's halota? That's machilo moimid. You feed it when it's still standing up. You let it drink when it's still standing up. You let him eat kashina by itself. Let him eat water by himself. So Mashka, if he takes it this way, eating it by himself, and never, you can't put it down his throat so far that it's ein yochol ha'achzer. The only way you can get it down his throat so far is the first case. That's hamro. That's by mabitza. First you have to throw him down to the ground, and then you can stuff the food down into him. Trashi kavos to Rabbi Yehuda. Shahamro, what's osir? That's lamokim sheni yochol hachzer. Even with your hand, it's also to put the food down his throat in a mokim that he can't be machzerit. Poikis says pia, so what's osir? To throw him down and then to keep his mouth wide open. That means neisen chiko teich pia. You put like a bite inside his mouth. Shlatoch liska pia. He can't close his mouth anymore. That's the way you come to feed the animal. Pashut gered. You put a bite there. You keep his mouth wide open. Then you shove it down. And the water gets dissolved into the kashinim. Hamela takes the food down his mouth to a mokum where he can't throw it up. What's mutter? Only to feed him when he's standing. You put it into his mouth. So Drashi now, because the man chaining my pizza, because man you don't like put the animal on the floor, and the yochol litve kolkach. You can't shove it down so far. It's always the Messiah, the animal could bring it up again. So that's the right of Yehuda. It's only mutter to feed him so far down his throat that he could bring it up. But if you put it so far down that he can't bring it up, that's also the tircha shlo tzarich. The rabbanon asked that tircha. Right. Mahal kitzino tanagelim. Yeah. So the Gemara. Omer Abaye. So really, the Gemara is going on in the next part of the Mishnah. There's a little about halachas of lisha. what you're allowed to make lash on Shabbos and what not. And our Mishnah said, the Chiddush, v'noisnin mayim lemursin. You're allowed to put water into the bran on Shabbos. It means the mursin has to bear the psoilus of the chitim that you use for the animal's teeth. It's a thick type of a flour-like. And you put water, it's mutter to put the water into it on Shabbos. Avoloi goizlin. But you're not allowed to mix it up on Shabbos. That's the av malocha of lash. You're not allowed to mix up something on Shabbos. So the Gemara. Omer Abaye, Amrisa kaimi demar, masnisin mani. I asked the Rebbe, my Rebbe, who does our Mishnah go like? The Yom Ali, he answered me, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehudi. Our Mishnah that says you're allowed to put the water in, just not mix it up, that goes according to Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, we're going to the Braisa. Echod noisin es hakemach. If somebody puts flour into the pot, the yecha noisin teichin mayim, then somebody pours water into the flour on Shabbos, it is the achron chayiv divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. Just for putting water into flour, even without mixing it up, that's also the Yav Malocha of Lash. And Yechayiv Midiraisa for that. Just pouring water into flour. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Oimer, no. Ein Chayiv Ad Sheyigvol. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, you're only Chayiv if you mix up the flour and water. But just by putting water into the flour, for that's Mutter. So our Mishnah that says you're allowed to put the Mayim into the Mursin, that goes according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. The only gibble mixing it up, that's what's awesome. So the Gemara name, Dilma, maybe, at the Mishnah doesn't go according to either one of them. It's fair according to both of them. Val Dilma, maybe, at Kan Loi Kom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter to put water into flour, only hosam by flour, hosam ela kemach. Why devar gibblehu? Because flour, usually, what do you do with flour? You put water. But you don't just let the water go there. Your mamash mix it up, you need it. So since it's a bar gibble, it's something you need, then you only chayiv when you need it, when you mix it up. Avo mursin, mashenken, the bran, the lav bar gibble hu. Bran, you don't come to really make it into a dough to knead it up. All you do by bran is you just mix the water into the bran and let it stay that way. You don't knead it up. So since it's not a bar gibble hu, afilu Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is moidim. Maybe even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds it's awesome. And since bran, it's not a derech to make it into a dough, you don't need it. All you do is just put the water in, maybe that's also according to Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. So then the Rav Mishnah says it's mutter, lechur we don't know who it goes like. It doesn't go like either one of them. So that's more name, don't say like that. Loi sakadaitach, the tanya behedi, because we learned beferish not like that. We learned, a noisnin mayim lamursin divrei Rebbe. As Rebbe hold, you're not allowed to add water into the bran on Shabbos, that's also the mloch of lash. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, he says, Noisnin Mayim Lemursin Klor. You are allowed to put water into bran on Shabbos. So you see, Klor, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is Mata even by bran. Even though it's not a bar gibul, still putting the water in is mutter. It's only us mixing it up, that's what's also. Aloch, it's both shittas are brought down, I think was supposed to be machmir like Rabbi Shita. That what Yeshayim to be machmir, and the thing about the Trumas Paschal like that. That you shouldn't even add water into the flour on Shabbos. That's also also Mishum Lash. Yeah. But Tana Rabbonin. Ein goivlin es hakeli. You're not allowed to be goivl mixed, this mamish mix up, even though you have water in it. You're not allowed to mix it up on Shabbos. Es hakeli. Keli's Rashi says, that's kemach shel tfuah. That's wheat. Shenes yavshu kishen klois. That it was dried up when it was klois. Means first you have the raw wheat. You let it be very dry. And then kloyus usually means you dry it up in the oven. You let it like roast in the oven. Betanu. V'yoyse kemach, then you take the wheat, then you grind it up. V'yoyse kemach, this type of flour, liyer lo mosik, is always very sweet. V'ukimcha di avushni. V'yoyse menu shtisa. This is what you make shtisa from. Mishemun umayim melech shemarvim boy. You put oil and water and salt. Take the flour. You don't take the fine flour. First you take the wheat and you roast it. It's a little bit harder. And then you grind it up. So, ein goyzen es hakeli. Some say not allowed, even though it's thicker stuff, it doesn't come together so well, still it's awesome. V'yesh shomrim goyzen. Some say, no, you are allowed to knead it on Shabbos. The more man yesh shomrim, who's the yesh shomrim that says it's mutter? Om Rav Chizda,